Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's going on, guys? You're about to hear another episode by the Anime Boys podcast, and I sat down with one of my best friends again, Mr. Alex Theroux, who's becoming a super regular here on the podcast. We sat down for 30 minutes, and we talked about... we recently just went on a little brigade of comic book stores, and we kind of talked about some of the, not the do's and the don'ts, but things that we like to see, things that we don't like to see. But there is one story I wanted to tell really quick before we get into the episode that I wish I would have brought up, because it would have been a really good, funny story. So me and Alex have known each other for about 15 years now. And when I first met him, he was a huge, still is, but when I first met him, he was a huge collector. But when I first met him, walking into his room in Texas, he used to have a lot of his figures hanging from the wall. Like, you know, he would have them strings coming from the ceilings, and they would all be hanging up, and some in flying positions, some just kind of hanging out there. But when we were going to a bunch of comic book stores the other day, kind of getting ready to prepare to talk about it, they had a lot of figures like hanging from the wall, and I looked at that and I was like, man, it's kind of funny. When I first met you, I was talking to Alex, I was like, man, when I first met you, I thought this was kind of weird, but when I walk in here, it looks pretty cool. So I don't know, it was just funny to see that comparison to that. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So you know what we were talking about earlier with like different like types of people at like comic book stores?
Yeah.
I loved going. We went to a comic book store today, and I don't know. And you kind of brought this up to me a little bit earlier. You were like, oh, when I go into these places, I feel like I have to buy something.
Oh, yeah. Cause you just feel bad. Cause like there's like so few people in there usually.
Yeah.
It's just like you and the cashier.
You know what I turn into? I turn into like, it's like a fucking museum to me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I put my hands behind my back.
It's a nostalgia.
And I'm just looking. It's like I'm at fucking, you know.
Looking for what you had, yeah, what you always wanted.
I'm at like the Getty, and I'm just like, oh, look at this piece of art. You know, like. And behind I just look glass. At it. But it was funny. We were there, and I don't know if you ever heard, like, the parents. And, like, there was a parents and, like, three or four kids, and they were looking, and they were like, oh, Tony, or whatever this fucking kid's name is. They're like, you know, don't touch it. And I'm like, in my mind, I think I said it out loud. I was like, no, Tony, play with it all. It's supposed to be touched. It's supposed to be played with. Open the shit up. Who cares how much this price is? Like, it's not supposed to be this much. It wasn't this much when it came out. Like, play with everything.
Dude, yeah, I think that was the same spot. They had like a little Batman figurine, and I was like, oh, dude, last time I was here, I bought this shit for $5. And you were like, how much is it now? And I was like, fuck it.
That shit was behind the
glass. $12.
And that shit was behind the glass. That was like $12.
Dude, last time I had options, they had like six of them. It was like a die-cast Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Batman figure. Which, that one looked good. It's so funny, like, and I also brought this up, too, because we've talked about, like, you know, we want to collect, and we want, like, you're trying to collect more of, like, a certain figure. But I love going to, like, you know, these shops, right? And I want to get one. I want to get like a bust. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get like a bust.
Hell yeah, nice little table piece.
Cut it. Yeah, a table piece or something. But like, those really start to like, it's got to be like, fuck.
It's got to be perfect.
It's got to be fucking perfect.
I totally understand like someone like busting out like six bands for that or something.
You know, yeah, but that motherfucker better look like that motherfucker better look like Robert Pattinson. That motherfucker better look like Henry Cavill. Like, better. But like, you see a lot of these like really big fucking figures.
Yeah.
And they really don't look like it. But it's because a lot of those also were like, they came out when that movie came out. and they're not. Like we
they
saw,
didn't, they didn't have the means.
Like we saw, I don't know if you saw behind the case too today. It was like an original 1988 Star Wars figure, Darth Vader. He looked, he looked fucked up. Like he didn't look right. He had like this giant.
It was the dumb Kenner one with the with the rubber with the jacket. And he had like didn't know how to do a cape.
Like, yeah, he didn't know how to do a cape, but it was sealed in it. But it was unpunched.
Unpunched.
So when we say unpunched, it's like when you go to a store, like a grocery store, anywhere to buy something, something's hanging up on a hook, like on a peg. This was unpunched, and it made it $800. And it made
it wasn't $800. It was $4,000.
Shut the fuck up.
No, dead ass. It was like $4,999 because it also had a handwritten, like it was in a case. Behind a glass. Ooh. And it even had on there, like, it had, like, a little on top of, like, the case itself. They had, like, handwritten on there. Like,
yeah.
It said, you know, unpunched. It said something about the UPC on it or something was, like, not posted or something. Yeah. Something that made it rarer or something. It was, I swear, I should have taken a photo.
Yeah, you should have taken a photo of that. But, yeah, it's wild. Like, he didn't look right. He looked real fucked up.
He looks so dumb.
Like, and, like the lights, the lightsaber, because, like, when you used to get, I know we're going to talk about this probably more later while we're talking, but, like, you have those lightsabers when you're growing up. You know, you could buy a fucking Toys R Us or whatever, Walmart, Target, and you would have to flick them open. I don't know, like you flick them open and it was like retract open and you just go back in, right?
The three little tubes.
Yeah, he had the tube thing. Like, that's what his lightsaber was. It wasn't a solid piece. Like, it looked like it could retract in and out. But yeah, I thought it was $800, but maybe I was reading it because it's in 1980 or whatever. But
yeah, no,
$4,000 fucking dollars.
Like, yeah, because I remember I made a comment something about like, oh damn, this thing could buy the place. Like,
yeah, no, but I mean, I love places like that. But like, I treat them like a museum though. Like, I really do. Like, I don't have the money, and they have to know. Like, people aren't fucking coming, you know, to buy these like $800 bus figures. But it's like, I do want one. I do want a glass case.
That would be so fire.
But it's funny. Like, I love going to places like that and, like, where it's just, like, this mass collection of things. It's, like, you get stuff from, like, original, like, you know, and you can see they're kind of worn out. But then you turn around and it's, like, a Mr. Potato Head Wolverine. Oh, like, that's what I fucking saw today. And it was, you know, $25.
Or the what is it, with the Simpson Chia Pet thing.
Oh, that was cool. That was at a thrift store we went to, which were good finds. No, but speaking of that too, like, so
and it's weird shit.
And yeah. I feel like this was a lot of like Phantom Menace Star Wars stuff that came out.
Oh man, they had so many little figures and stuff.
Episode 1, 2, and 3 were pushing. I guess like 4, 5, and 6 too, like in the '70s. But like, I guess just because I remember it more, you know, because those, you know, I had to be in the first grade when Phantom Menace came out. But it had so much like, you know, it had so much promotional stuff, but it was like, it had like Pez figures, you know, it had fucking, you know, Chia Pet stuff, but like you find the Phantom Menace stuff, like Star Wars episode, like Clone Wars, Revenge of the Sith, you find those at fucking estate sales and you find those at those like fucking,
oh yeah,
like that's where you find like those, like, you know, the fucking candy holder, but it's got like the pod racing on it and shit like that. But that's when you go to those bigger plate, like, you know, comic book stores, you know, and I say comic book stores, or, you know, whatever they're going to want to call them. But it's like, there are comics there, but it's more the figurines, you know?
Yeah.
And I know, I like the ones like we went to today, but I don't know, just like the different types of people that you see there are just so funny to me. Like us who are like, you're going to buy something, but me, it's just like, I'm just there browsing.
Yeah,
you
know? I just can't pocket that guilt of like, I don't know, man, it's my moral compass, I guess. I don't know what it is, but I just, I will look for the cheapest thing in the store, man. Like, I'll sit there for hours just to feel like I didn't like waste mine or their time.
No, I know, but okay, so you say them wasting their time, but it's like,
They're sitting there crunching numbers anyway. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're sitting there crunching numbers. And then also, like, you know, you go in these, and like the bigger ones, the smaller ones. And I don't know what you consider a big one, right? Like, I consider a small one where it's like they just.
I gotta take you to Frankenstein's.
I've never been. But yeah, like, I want to go to a big one like that. But that's more of like booths, right? Yeah, like, you can rent a space out, blah, blah, blah. But when you go into these shops, like, let's say you just drive down the street and it says fucking
the Sorcerer's Lair,
right? Like, I'm just that could be the next one, like the Sorcerer's Lair, or, you know, whatever, whatever. There's, you're going to encounter a couple of, like, you know, the different types of people, but also the different types of workers there. And, like, we've experienced all of them.
I felt like it was all today.
Also today, also just thinking back to it too, like, you get the one workers that, like, the, you feel like you're burning them being there. Like, they're like, oh, why are you in my shop? Like, you know, this is a secret place. Like, no, dog, you're on Google fucking Map. You're on fucking Apple. Like, you have a phone number. You know, like, and they just feel like they don't want to talk to you. And they're just like, hello, how are you doing? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then they're in the back. And I know what they're doing in the back. They're just, all their business is online, right? Like, all of their business is online, and they're selling eBay, Craigslist, like what you're doing fucking here, just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Then you get the other cashiers that won't leave you alone, that are like, they see you. And I feel like you get a lot of this because it's like, and you engage in conversation with these people more than I do.
Yeah.
But it's like, they see you reading Batman, and then Hush Returns, The Second Coming, you know, but it's like,
Neo Hush.
Yeah, but it's like, and they just start, and they just start talking like, oh, what are you reading? And then they're going to question you. That, like, fucking first, you got 1 minute to impress them. Not to impress them, but they're testing you.
No, yeah, it's literally impress. Like, yeah, they're testing you 100%. They just kind of, like, you can tell by the, like, just the way they ask the question. They're just like, what are you reading?
Yeah.
And you just hit them with something, and they're just like, oh, okay. You know, I don't even know. They just hit you with something that's kind of like, like, yo, man, you got to really think about it. And then by then, they're just like, oh, man, all right.
You got to be on your fucking toes. You better know every lore. You better know every fucking character that was ever fucking introduced, X, Y, Z.
And
those people are like, they're cool, but, like, maybe I'm antisocial, or I'm just like, don't talk to me. I'm just browsing. Like,
I kind of fantasize the idea about, like, everyone being about the same stuff, but, like, about their own stuff. Like, I think it's like, I like it whenever you go to a comic book shop and it is bumping. Like, there's a bunch of people. Like, that says something to me. But I also appreciate whenever there's a bunch of people and, like, oh, I didn't talk to anybody while I was there. Like, that's sick.
That's sick. Like, that's but then I like the worker that's kind of like in the middle of both those, where he's like, why are you burning me in my shop of business? You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the other ones where it's like, you know, overbearing, or that it's just a guy and he sees you, like, you know, I'm reading The Flash. I was reading The Flash today, and I kind of wanted this one dude. He didn't come up to me, but, like, I was thinking, like, you see something, like, the work comes up. He goes, oh, The Flash. It's pretty cool. And then he just goes about his fucking day. And I'm like, hell yeah, brother. Leave me the fuck alone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to read this. And, yeah, like, I...
Like, that girl today, she was awesome.
She was awesome. That one girl. But that dude was funny. So, at the shop today, like...
I don't even live here.
This guy opened the fucking case, and I do love the shops that try to get creative with it, where, like, I kept reading the signs. Like, they had somebody's collection there. Like, someone's collection that had done something. Like, his work was there. And that lady was very nice. She just goes, oh, let me open the case for you. And he goes, oh, I'll take this, I'll take that. And it was like the figurine thing. And it was just like a bunch of little figurines. Like, it was like,
I think it was all like the Ninja Turtle stuff.
Stuff. And, like, he was like, can I grab it? She's like, yeah. Which is weird to me. Like, I feel like, and there's places where it's like really well organized. They're like, don't touch, call somebody, do not even look at it, don't even stare at it. Like, fucking just don't even buy it. But it's like, you know, it's like, whatever. So that dude, she opens the case. She's like, oh, go ahead and grab whatever you want to grab. He goes, oh, like, do I need to give this to you? Like, do you want to hold on to it? And she goes, no, no, just
take it.
If you got enough arms, you need a basket. We'll get you a basket. And I like that. She was doing it the right way. But then she tried to go in the conversation of like, oh, did you hear we have XYZ here? His collection's here. He goes, who is that, a wrestler? And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
That's right.
And then the lady was like, oh, yeah, no, this is a guy who created Transformers, Ben 10. I was like, oh, Jesus. I was like, fuck yeah, his collection's here. Yeah. Like, but that guy's a good sport. Like, she was in the middle. Like, you know what I mean? She was lighthearted. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, but, it, I don't know. Like, just.
I kind of got the vibe that she might start asking me personal information at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a downer.
Like, where you live, what you doing, how do you know this person? Like, yeah, and it's like I said, you just don't want to get caught in that conversation.
Why do you like Frankenstein?
I feel like you don't want to get caught in the conversation where you get stuck somewhere where it's like, oh.
I've already paid.
It's like, oh. They ask you about the author, why he wrote it. Oh, you saw Batman. He made this other appearance and this and this and that. And
suddenly you're talking about the screenwriter's daughter.
Yeah. And it's
like, nah.
And you don't know how to leave that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And then if you don't know it, there's going to be this little bit of a, like a, damn, that person thinks I'm a fucking idiot. I can never come back here. I can never come back here until I know every single volume of XYZ.
Yep.
And, but like going like, you know, just being there too, it's also funny. Like I said, you see all like these different advertisements or stuff, but when you get down into the books, right? There are stuff that you'd never seen before. Like oh, yeah. I started fucking seeing, you know.
I saw a comic book that was a free one that had a price tag of $2.99 on it.
That was free back in 1980 or 1960 when it first came out.
What's the statute of limitations on that sort of thing? Is that a thing? Or
We should look into that. But it's like, you know, you see all these like weird crossovers that you've never seen before. And like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
Batman and the Ninja Turtles never should have happened. Man.
Really? Okay. I like the animated series they did of that.
I never watched the animated, but just the idea of it in my head, I'm like, yeah. Nah, man.
Well, the whole comic book series about it. And I think I'm strictly really talking about a lot of like the Star Wars comics, you know, and the Star Wars lore. You know, it's like there was a whole comic series. When I say it out loud and thinking it in my head now, it's actually fucking quite genius. Like they did New Hope, Emperor Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi all in a manga. Like
you should have bought that.
I should have bought that, right? Like we were reading that. It was kind of fucking sick because I was reading through it. I was like kind of going through it a little bit. And it's like, I thought they were going to like over exaggerate and even change some of like the scenes, but I picked up on the scene where like Luke is telling Leia, "Oh, I'm your brother." No, dog. It was to the T, like almost exactly how it happened in the fucking movie. They were just had these anime fucking drawn. Like Luke looked like your typical Shonen Jump anime protagonist.
Yeah.
And it looked really cool. I should have bought that shit. Fuck.
You should have bought it.
But
man.
Also. I know you go and you read comics when you go to these shops. Do you pick up on the first page? Or I
hell
just...
Hell no.
I pick up on the middle and I'm like, let me see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean...
Where's the story at?
The way I view it is kind of like whenever you're watching, like... It's kind of like whenever you get on like Hulu or something and you watch the trailer.
Yeah.
But it's not like when they post the trailer. It's like whenever they just decide to choose like a random 2 minutes of the fucking movie with no context.
Yeah. So you like picking up no fucking context on it. You're just like, yeah, I'm going to read
it. And the no context aspect of it is what will help me determine if I'm, probably read it or nah.
Yeah, but you know, also, I don't want to be that one dude that like goes there and just, let me grab like 4 or 5 books and then just sit in the fucking
You can only
corner.
Do that at a Barnes & Nobles at a cool one that has 2 levels and you can get away from the employees.
Very, but Barnes and Noble's
if it has an escalator, you're solid.
Yeah, Barnes and Noble's employees are not as embracing as fucking some of these.
No,
like,
they're
comic
not.
Book
they
stores.
Don't even
yeah.
judge you if you're like 25 sitting in the Lego section reading a book. They don't care.
They don't. And we love going to Barnes and Noble's, but you know what? I feel like it blew your mind a little bit today. And I don't know if this is a true theory. I've looked this up. It was on Google, and like I said, I've experienced it myself, so I believe it to be a true theory because I've experienced it. Is the fact that you go to any Barnes & Noble, and I don't know if it's the aroma of the coffee, aroma of the ink page, everything, you got to take a shit and use the restroom the second you walk in there.
Yep. Nah. You were showing me some stuff, and it makes me think that, you know, enough people out there, it might be a thing, but
it
does
be a thing.
Not affect me.
Yeah, they did a study on it in Japan, and it's...
Maybe it doesn't work on dudes who drink Frappuccinos.
You only do drink Frappuccinos, but the second we walked in the Barnes & Nobles today... I went straight for the fucking restroom.
Which also, speaking of conspiracy, didn't you say something like all the restrooms are always by like the kids?
That's weird, dog, to me. I don't know the layout of these buildings. I don't know who does all that. But personally, the ones that all the Barnes & Nobles that I've been to, the restrooms happen to be in the middle of the child section. So I am having to do like the deathliest. I hate to get really vulgar on the podcast, but it is like... I'm prairie dog and I'm doing whatever I got to do and I'm running straight from there. I'm sweating, you know, and there's kids are just reading fucking
The Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. Like they're reading in the groups and I'm straight for that bathroom,
like,
you know, but yeah.
Mommy, why is he running?
I know it's very strange, but I do like going to Barnes and Nobles too. We don't go for any of the books though. You know, we don't do that.
No.
We go straight for the comics. We go straight for like I go straight for the manga section.
I don't like their prices, but I like their inventory. They always have.
They have, and it's
fat-ass
I like the aesthetic of being in a Barnes and Noble.
That's what
I like.
With the coffee in hand.
Coffee in hand.
Vinyls.
So, but you know, they really Barnes and Noble in general has a good like action figure game board. card game like section. They all do. They have great Funkos.
They had three different Whitney Houston Funkos today. I was very impressed.
That was very impressive.
I was only where they made two.
You know, but also that there was that one book we saw today at Barnes and Noble's. It was like a young Bruce Wayne novelization.
Oh, that was bad.
But that's the thing, like you see that shit at like comic book stores and like the, you know, you see these weird like iterations of certain things that you would never see. I've never seen that, I've even heard of that. Mm-hmm. But it's like if Bruce Wayne parents die, it's the in between years. I'm like, they've told that story so many times. But in this novel, is like this book, he just worked on his car the entire time.
Yeah,
and
it like, was like
how he made the Batmobile. It was weird.
It was weird because it was supposed to be like in his high school years kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was making, he decided to finish working on a car that him and his dad had worked on, which that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, randomly, like, he's not even an adult yet, but he's in this weird makeshift Batman costume, and he's putting a bat signal on the car. And
that was strange. It just didn't make sense. But, like, yeah.
None of it made sense, man. I was weird, so confuzzled. Yeah.
You see these weird just, like, novelizations of certain things. Like I said, like, the Star Wars manga. You see all these, like, I don't know, just these weird.
Star Wars manga makes sense, though.
It did make sense. But now, when you go to these little shops, even Barnes & Noble's, like, what are you usually picking up? Like, you, like, the something, like, you're like, oh, I have to buy. Like, I have to buy. What are you buying? Because you bought comics today, but, like, I don't know. What are you buying? Because you go to your Target, you go to your Walmart, you know, buy your figures. But, like, I love going to those places. You know what I mean? I do. Like, what are you buying, though? Because the only thing I ever bought from those is, like, so I've bought keychains. I've bought little things. But I just can't, not know I have the money to buy, like, the bus I want, you know?
Honestly, yeah, like it was like I said earlier, when I'm going into those spots, I'm looking for something that I either used to have or I always wanted. Most times they don't usually have like the what's current on the shelves. They usually have like, you know, for the whole aspect of it, yeah. Like it's collectibles, it's like older stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Like, what comics did you buy today?
I bought this, man, I can't even remember the name. It's like the Untold Stories of Batman, but it had like, honestly, I got it because the cover looks sick. It was like a year two, the vibe is like the light blue Batman costume with, it had Robin on it, and it has like Alfred on the cover. It was really sick. It's like a part two of six or something. Honestly, I haven't even opened it yet. it screamed at me, and I think it was kind of a combination of, oh, shit, this is really cool art, but also, oh, shit, it's only $3. All right, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. No, and, yeah, like I said, I want to get, like, these giant collectible things. Like, I want them, you know? But I'm also a huge fan of going to, like, thrift stores and finding them in the fucking wild.
Yeah, I also feel bad, too, because,
like I said, it is the wild, but I'm talking about the real wild, you know?
The resale wild.
Yeah, the resale wild. Like, that's where I want to find the shit at. But also, we had a conversation today to do because you, and I don't know if your like mom did this or anybody else's mom did this. Like, I used to be a huge collector, which I haven't seen a lot of these out. I guess because like a lot of comic book stores are mostly driven to like DC and like, you know, Marvel. Mm. And I saw a lot of Star Trek stuff today, but and Star Wars too. But I there's not a lot of anime stuff out there.
Oh yeah,
like there's really not. But I used to collect a lot of like Dragon Ball Z figures, and I used to go and, you know, you could, you know, get the Dragon Ball Z magazine from Blockbuster, and you would send it in, and they would send you a figure, you know, and I used to have all those, but, you know, my mom sold them all, and, you know, it's like I haven't really been the best collector. I'm trying to be better now, but, like, growing up, I didn't care, and I just kind of let things go, you know,
yeah.
But, like, we had the conversation earlier of, like, wouldn't it be wild, or what do you think, like, where's your shit at now that's out there? Because you've sold figures a lot, like, to places and stuff like that, but where's that shit now? Like, is it sitting in someone's collection? Hell yeah, it's awesome. Or has it made its way
to the trash?
To the trash. Like, there's also a possibility. Is it in a landfill somewhere? But also, is it in some comic book store like that, not here, but like somewhere? It could be here. We could have passed by a Batman that you used to have, but made its way out to LA. Like, you ever think about that?
Fuck.
Like, it could be somewhere.
I think about, I used to have, we were talking about lightsabers earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to have this, an ex gave me one for like, I don't remember if it was,
birthday
or Christmas or whatever. But, I just knew it was, you know, post breakup or something. And I just got tired of it. So I took it to, our local Heroes and Fantasies out in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, so we're Heroes and Fantasies out in San Antonio, Texas. That place is workers are perfect. You know, like I said, they run it like a Target. They all have like fucking the uniform. You know, they're not just some dudes in the back. You know, they don't talk to you too much. They're like, oh, what do you, like you walk into the counter, like, oh, what
they
do
got
you
got your stereotypical life size bust that says, please do not touch the finger.
Yep. And then like in the back, they're playing fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! And Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering.
Straight
so
fire.
It's sick, and I love it, but yeah, yeah. So you sold your lightsaber. I remember that.
Sold it. I think it was like a Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Sold it, and I think about it all the fucking time.
For a good year, because we kept going back there. That thing sat there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it sat there forever.
Sat no there forever, but it's like...
They were so hyped, too, when I brought it in. They were like, oh, my gosh. Because it was one of the good... Like, it wasn't just like... It wasn't like the ones we were talking about. It was like a...
Yeah.
I want to. I think she might have spent like,
good. Okay. You know what's funny though?
Over $100 easily.
So it's funny we bring out like you know lightsabers because I've been on this train of like watching all these. I don't want to say the reviews, but like I've been. I guess they are like it's like some dude like on YouTube like he'll lay out all this stuff like all these lightsabers, and you know he's like price point $30 it's just, all the way up to like $800 and like all these companies that make them. I like the ones that sit right in the middle of that, and I think Disney's got it. Pretty good now because they sell a lot of Star Wars, a lot of lightsabers. And this was way before Galaxy's Edge came out when you got that one. So,
yeah, the Galaxy. This was like 2013, I think.
Yeah, 11, 13. Yeah, so it's like Galaxy's Edge's lightsabers now that they're putting out are pretty, they look good. They sit up and they compare even better to those higher priced $800 ones. Because if you, I remember I showed you a video of that. Because once you start to get past the plastic ones that actually light up, I just wanted to go. I just wanted to fucking turn. That was my lightsaber noise. I just wanted to turn on.
Yeah, this one had like a weird sputter, like a little.
Yeah, but when you start to get to the $800 ones and $900 ones, the physical thing, you know, like the lightsaber, like
the handle
feels realistic. It's really cool.
It's weighted.
Whatever, weighted. But then they turn it on and it does these weird. Batters and colors. I'm like, where in the fuck did that ever happen? Like, I want realistic fucking shit.
Yeah, like, I could totally understand if it was, like, a specific, like, oh, we're trying. Because I know Kylo Ren's, like, even his comes on, but I think.
Yeah, I mean.
Didn't it do, like, a weird little sputter?
It had. Well,
it or something?
It was really fucked. It was really fucked up on the out. Like, it was, like. If you want the lore, right? I'm gonna give you the lore for that. He's using the wrong kyber crystal. That, and they think they're trying to say that he went from good to evil, and he fucked up his kyber crystal. And the kyber crystal is what powers the lightsaber. If anybody doesn't know, and it like
I thought it was midichlorians.
Whatever George Lucas wanted to be, all right. Whatever George Lucas wanted to be,
Blue Coon. I have a fun fact about that.
Hold on. So yeah, like, but. Lightsabers, right? I was watching this video. My last thing I'm going to say about it, I was watching a video, and this dude was really hyped about it. Couldn't tell if he was trolling me or not, but he was sitting there like, oh, this is the best realistic lightsaber I've ever bought. And it was, he said the brand, the company, whatever, turned it on, and it literally said power on.
Power on.
It was like power on, and it did it. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I was like, it has to be a troll. But yeah, no, I like the mid-range lightsabers. Like, you can just get a Galaxy Edge. Now, those are good. Last thing I want to say, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, we were talking about Plo Koon earlier, and I'm telling you, the TikTok algorithm is working, brother.
Oh, Plo Koon's on there?
I was just scrolling, and it said, fun fact, The Mandalorian used fake concept art and a fake script featuring Plo Koon to help keep Luke Skywalker's cameo a secret.
That's awesome.
With
actually, that's right. I remember that. They all, I remember that was a thing on Reddit for a while. They were,
your boy Kent was going to come through.
Yep, they... We're talking about Plo Koon coming back just to kind of hide. I remember that thing being a whole. I thought it was real for a second. I was like, let me fucking leave it if he came back.
Let me find out.